On behalf of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all of the most merciful acharyas of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we would like to welcome all of you this morning on the auspicious occasion of the appearance day of Lord Sri Ramchandra to these initiation ceremony. Especially I'd like to welcome my very senior godbrother, whose devotional efforts in the service of Srila Prabhupada has been most instrumental in this temple, being here, myself becoming part of this great movement, and all of you having the opportunity to participate. I'd like to welcome Shyam Sundar Prabhu to Radha Gopinath's temple. By his great kindness, he has agreed to speak this evening of his remembrances of Srila Prabhupada. He was one of the earliest disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Under Srila Prabhupada's instruction, he helped open the temple in San Francisco. He was the person to carve the first set of Jagannath deities in the Hare Krishna movement with his own loving hands. It was he also that started the first temple in London. It was he that really assisted in making the name of Krishna spread throughout the world, because through his devotional efforts, George Harrison and the Beatles became Krishna conscious. He was Srila Prabhupada's personal secretary for, I believe, about 3 years. He lived with Srila Prabhupada practically 24 hours a day, day and night, for those years. He was one of the first people Srila Prabhupada put on the GBC. And it was Shyam Sundar Prabhu, under Prabhupada's direction, that first started the preaching of the Hare Krishna movement on a large scale in India, because he was one of the most principal directors and coordinators. He worked so hard to arrange the Cross Maidan Pandal in March 25th of 1971, at which time, by his gracious efforts, I was allowed to come and first meet our beloved spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So let us welcome again Shyam Sundar Prabhu. Everyone, please attend this evening to hear his wonderful narrations. And also, his brother-in-law has come all the way from Oregon, a very gentle and kind-hearted person, Richard. Let us offer our welcome to him. And of course, you know Nityodita Swami and Chandramali Maharaj. And Rohit Prabhu, would you like to sit up here also? Mm-hmm. You've already welcomed them, but let us again. Purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all circumstances in life, one who remembers the beautiful personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, becomes purified from within and without. The purpose of this very valuable human form of life is purification. Originally, we are all Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada would often use the example that as a drop of water falls from the cloud, it is pure. But when it comes in contact with the dirt of this earth, it becomes contaminated by mud. Actually, the water never becomes mud. It is something foreign to water that is mixed with it, that makes it appear muddy. When water is pure, its quality is transparent. And that transparency is lost in the contact with the foreign element of dirt. In the same way, our consciousness is originally Krishna conscious. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Cheti Kuriya Yudhoi. Pure love of God is dormant within the heart of every living entity. But by our free will, we have come to this material existence, and our consciousness has been polluted by the dirt of material attachments based on our selfish desire to try to enjoy what is meant for the enjoyment of God. And due to this contamination of the heart, sometimes we are happy, and other times we find great distress. But essentially, this material world is a place of suffering, because whatever temporary pleasures we may achieve for some time, it is guaranteed to be lost. And at that time, there is suffering. And ultimately, our life culminates in death, and before that, old age and disease. And according to the particular consciousness in which we leave this body, we have to accept another birth within the 8,400,000 species of life. The animal existence, the plants, the insects, the birds, the fish, the reptiles, they are living to try to find the pleasures of eating, sleeping, and mating, and try to find the securities of defending. But human life is meant for something more than this. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali Yuga, our human society has become a sophisticated animal society, where people are using their God-given intelligence, which is meant to strive and ponder on the higher spiritual topics of life. And we are utilizing it simply for the pleasures of this temporary body. This temporary body is different than the self. Human society is neglecting the true needs of the soul. And therefore, the Brahma Sutra begins, Atato Brahma Jigyasa. Human life is meant specifically and exclusively for the purpose of purification. Purifying our heart from the anartas, the unwanted desires that make us forget our loving relationship with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the source of all pleasure. He is all attractive. He is the reservoir of transcendental love. In our forgetfulness, we are seeking that relationship of Krishna with so many people and things of this world. But we are frustrated. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to this world in this age of Kali Yuga to give the sum and substance, the essence of all religion, in such a simple and sublime form. Experience the unlimited ecstatic happiness of the soul. Free yourself from from all the frustrations and pains of this material world, even birth and death, by developing your love for Krishna. And that comes through the purification of the heart. And how do we purify our heart? Lord Chaitanya taught us the first and most important thing is to associate with those persons who are genuinely and sincerely endeavoring to purify their hearts. Under the leadership of a proper spiritual master who knows the science and has realized the truth. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvadarshana. Krishna says in Gita, just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire submissively and render service to him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. The spiritual master never claims to be God. The spiritual master only claims to be the humble servant, the messenger of Lord Krishna. He comes in disciplic succession to bring us that eternal message by which following we become purified. And what is that message? In essence, to always remember Krishna. By remembering Krishna, because he is all pure, when we associate with the all pure, we become purified. When we associate with materialistic people who are too much attached to the materialistic ways of this world, we inevitably become materialistic. And our remembrance of Krishna becomes less and less. So we come to the spiritual master, and Srila Prabhupada told us that we must associate with devotees. And we must learn how to associate with devotees. Association with devotees doesn't simply mean being in the same room together. It means hearing about Krishna together, speaking about Krishna together, speaking about devotional service together, engaging in devotional service to spiritual master together, taking prasad together, serving one another. We must see every devotee as Prabhu, as our master, and we must consider ourselves always Das, 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 Anu Das, the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. The consciousness of servitude toward the Vaishnavas by assisting them in their spiritual lives and toward the fallen souls by showing compassion to them, and toward the spiritual master by obeying his instructions. This is the path of purification. Srila Prabhupada told us that we can show our love for him by how we cooperate with one another in Krishna consciousness. So it is my very sincere appeal to all of you to consider this the most important aspect of your life. Developing such wonderful, loving relationships with each other that the whole world will become so attracted, they will want to come and hear why. They will not accept our philosophy as anything beyond theory unless they see the loving relationships amongst the devotees. Service means sacrifice. What does it mean? The sacrifice of our false ego. That is the only thing standing between devotees from spreading this Krishna consciousness throughout the world like wildfire. Due to our previous conditionings, We all have our particular type of conditioned false ego. Certain things disturb us, certain things attract us. Our tendency is to criticize, to find faults. We must take it as our duty and responsibility to curb these tendencies, to praise the Vaishnavas, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to work together in a spirit of complete unity to assist Srila Prabhupada's great mission of spreading the glories of the holy name. Because in this mood, we can accept in the proper spirit the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Krishna is none different than his name. All the power, all the glory, all the beauty and love of Krishna is fully contained within his name. We can always remember Krishna by simply calling upon him. Either when we are chanting japa, or chanting bhajan, or most wonderful, when we all come together and raise our arms and loudly chant the Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
When we take initiation, it is for those who are very, very serious about spiritual life. For those who are willing to take vows and commit themselves to faithfully serving the instruction of their spiritual master. We follow these four regulative principles strictly. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. We vow to chant at least 16 malas of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra each day. And we also vow to be faithful servants of Srila Prabhupada's mission by assisting his representatives with our heart and our soul. Today is Ram Navami. I was thinking, whenever the Lord appears in his various incarnations, he glorifies the complete dedication of his devotees. You all know the story, how Lord Ram was exiled to the forest with Lakshman and Sita, and how while in Panchavati, which is very close to Bombay, Ravana, that great asura, kidnapped Sita. And as he was flying away to his kingdom, one great devotee of the name Jatayu happened to see Sita being abducted. And he called out that, "I am a devotee of Ram. Although I may be very, very old and not at all fit to fight, still, if it means my life, I must try to help bring Sita back to Ram." He challenged Ravana, the most powerful person in the world, to a fight. Ravana began to shoot the body of Jatayu with his arrows. Jatayu didn't even have a weapon. All he had was his claws. Jatayu was a vulture, a big bird. And Ravana shot him and shot him with so many arrows that Jatayu's body looked like a pincushion. He was in severe pain, but somehow or other he shook all these arrows out. And he came toward Ravana again, who filled his body with more arrows. And he pulled all those arrows out. And finally he got to Ravana. And he began to fight. With every bit of his strength and his intelligence, he actually tore Ravana off of his chariot. He killed all the mules that were pulling the chariot. He killed the chariot driver. He tore off Ravana's crown. He tore off his armor. He broke his bow. And then with his claws, he was trying to claw Ravana. Ravana again picked up his sword and started fighting. Jatayu tore off all the 10 arms of Ravana. But then they all grew back because he had this benediction. And every time he would tear them off, they would grow back. In this way, they were fighting and fighting and fighting. But because of Jatayu's old age, he became tired. He could no longer catch his breath properly. At that time, Ravana understood that he could no longer fight, although he was trying his best. And with Ravana's sword, he cut off the wings of Jatayu, who fell to the ground in a pool of blood. And Ravana picked up Sita, and Sita was praying. What a devotee this is. Although he didn't even have a chance, just to protect me, he gave his life. He endured so much pain to the point of death. And Sita prayed to Lord Ram, please deliver him. He is such a devotee. When Sri Ramchandra was searching for Sita, he saw the flowers that she would wear, and he was following that path. Then he saw blood on the ground, and there was Jatayu laying there. So at first, Lakshman and Ram were thinking, maybe this terrible bird has devoured Sita. We should kill him. Lord Ramchandra took his bow and arrow, and he was about to kill Jatayu. And then he spoke, I am Jatayu. I am your servant. The great demon Ravana has taken Sita to the southern direction. I tried to protect her, but because of my old age, I could not. When Lord Ram heard this, he began to cry that you have given your life for my sake, to protect my consort. My most intimate, loving devotee, you have given your life. Therefore, I promise you on this day that you have won my heart and you will be promoted to Vaikuntha, to eternally reside with me in divine loving service. Ramchandra wept to see the sacrifice of his devotee. On hearing these words, Jatayu laid his head back, closed his eyes, and his original spiritual body appeared and ascended to the spiritual world. And Lord Ramchandra, with his own hands, performed the funeral ceremony for this vulture. Sometimes people are very much thinking that only Brahmins or people of certain castes have access to spiritual life. Jatayu was not even a human. He was a bird. And of birds, he was in the lowest caste of birds, vulture. But because he was a Vaishnav, because he was a devotee who was chanting the Lord's name and serving the Lord, Ramchandra accepted him as his own family member and performed the rites that one performs only for one's own father. This is faithfulness. It is this type of sacrifice that Srila Prabhupada exhibited to the world. In his old age at 70, he went to battle against Kali, and all of his forces. Although he was alone, sailing across the ocean, Maya struck him with heart attacks, seasickness, nausea. When he came to New York City, he was in poverty. But Srila Prabhupada, understanding that Sita, the goddess of devotion, who is within everyone's heart, was being stolen away by the Ravana of Maya, and he was willing to fight at any cost. In this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing Srila Prabhupada to be his very heart and soul, actually empowered him to bring all of us and hundreds and thousands of people all over the world to the lotus feet of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada came to give us Krishna through the beautiful sound of his name. Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today's initiation ceremony is an expression of all of our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for his great sacrifice to the world and to us. On this day, we are taking the vow to be the servant of his servants and to give our lives, however difficult it might be, to assist him in this great mission. Whether we are Hanuman or whether we are the little spider, we can all do whatever we can do and make our lives perfect. Maya is strong, but if we simply keep nice association of devotees and sincerely endeavor to keep our sadhana pure and our service attitude humble, Krishna will protect us. Srila Prabhupada, when we asked him how we could pay our debt back to him, he would say, "What I am giving you, give to others." He wanted nothing for himself. So on this day we are making vows to purify our hearts and be a part of a movement that can purify the hearts of so many of our brothers and sisters who are suffering in this world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.